All right, got you. Go ahead, please.
So as Shobhik mentioned about carrying your baggage and trauma, so it's been the same for me, something similar, carrying all of that to my business world. So when I started this, there has been very confusing messages as to how you have to create this fear, this urgency to sign up for your courses and to give these big transformations, tell how to get rid of something in 45 minutes or how to do something in 3 days or 1 week and never to feel anxious again and all these kind of big transformations. So initially that kind of messaging put me in a space where I thought that is the only way to market myself. That is the only way to do things. And it took me a few years to realize that I'm not comfortable doing such kind of marketing. That does bring me clients, that does bring me money, but that doesn't fulfill me as a human. That somewhere feels that I am selling to their trauma points. I'm selling to their pain points. Yeah. So that's when I thought of moving away from it and working on my own marketing strategy or creating something that aligns with me, that feels safe in my body when I'm putting it out. So now when you asked that, like what kind of values are your offers bringing out and what would you like to bring more? Now that puts me at a space as, okay, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm so
Yeah.
grateful that you brought this up. And can you pronounce your name again for all of us to hear?
Gayatri.
Gayatri. Yeah. So it's interesting because you said, oh, that kind of thing, that kind of marketing brought me some clients. But the funny thing is, not the funny thing, but the truth is, like, if you did it your way, might it also bring you clients and even better clients, right? Like we have. So many of us, myself included, in my past, have given our authority over to the energy signature of certain mainstream marketers who that may be their energy signature. I don't know. That may be authentic to them. That may not be authentic to them, but that's what they express. And they feel strongly that you have to express it in this way. And sadly, when energy signature is expressed strongly, it can, of course, influence everyone else's energy signature who is receiving it. They take some of it on, they broadcast it back out, and it's like this vicious cycle that duplicates this energy signature. And then a lot of us get lost from our own.
Yeah.
And so this is why I hope the exercises in this courses have started to bring you back again. And again and again and again to clarify what is. And as you start to notice, well, you've already noticed it. You've noticed that the marketing that even you did that didn't resonate with you, because I did the same thing too. As you start noticing it doesn't resonate with you, one powerful move into more of your energy signature is to speak about why that does not resonate with you anymore. Because I've said that plenty of times in my content. I used to do that. I don't do that anymore because of this reason. Because yeah. So I really welcome you and invite you into that, and create content around it. I think our audiences are always, in my experience, always open to our self-reflection about how we are marketing ourselves.
Yeah.
So yeah, Gayatri, I think that would be powerful content. And it as you speak clearly to distinguish that is no longer me, that doesn't feel true to me anymore, then what is true to you becomes more and more clear. So
Okay. Yeah.
yeah.
So I'm currently in that space of not knowing. I think this activity is very deep for me. So I will take some time out later today and reflect and do this again. Yeah.
Yeah, thank
Thank
you.
you so
Thank you. I
much.
appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.